How dare you?
JC!
How dare you unleash that mad dog Morgus upon America? I was disgusted to hear him conjuring and cannibalizing and the disgusted wicked things that he does.
JC, he's a scientist.
He's a devil worshiper.
He is not.
He's a maniac. A madman. And you had the nerve to unleash him upon America. Now, let me tell you, this is the most dangerous time of year, and it's a double whammy this year because the devil's birthday, Halloween, people calling in talking about how they want to celebrate Halloween and dress their houses up and dress people up in costumes and celebrate the devil's birthday. It's disgusting.
Don't you give out candy to the little kids?
I do not. I do not give out anything on Halloween. Well, I'll tell you what, Halloween should be illegal. I want to ban Halloween.
I bet you dress up like a devil and go out and take candy from everybody.
I do not. I make sure to hand out the Bible if I hand out anything. When they come to my door, I preach at them. I tell them all they're sinners. You're all going to go to hell.
I want to be a follower of yours, JC. I've decided to go right.
I find that hard to believe, Mr. Norrie, Mr. Nighthawk.
You mean you won't take me as a convert?
You have to prove your loyalty to me.
Well, how do I do that?
Give me the radio program.
Excuse me, JC?
Yes. I will host the program. You will announce me, and it will be my show. We can spread the gospel together if you're serious, Mr. Norrie, or if this is just another one of your criminally masterminded tricks upon me.
How often would you have to be on?
Every night.
Every night? Do we have to pay you?
Of course you have to pay me.
JC, I want to be a follower. I want to go the righteous way.
Well, all followers, of course, turn over all financial assets and worldly goods to my possession for the betterment of mankind.
So I should do that, you think?
Well, most certainly.
Go to my bank account and just collect what I do have, which is not a lot, JC, and just
give it all to God. Give it all to God, as I say. Give it to God.
But through you.
Of course. Well, do you speak to God? No.
I try to.
He doesn't talk back to you, does he?
Well, once in a while, I think.
No. Mr. Norrie, that is where you and I are different. I have direct communication, being God's 10-star general in a war against media pornography. And I'm disgusted at your program tonight. And your callers don't make any sense. The only one that made any sense was the lady talking about squishing frogs, stomping on frogs. I like to do that, but I do it to cats.
You squash cats, JC?
Yep.
I'm not sure. I'm not over with your truck.
Yes.
You should be put away. I'm not sure I want to follow you.
I knew you were lying.
I threw you an olive branch and you just rejected it.
Because I reject everything that you stand for, Mr. Norrie. You stand for the demonic corruption of all Christians. You're against all things godly and good.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm just against you, JC.
You bring on dope smokers who talk about how much love they have for getting high, and you had that Mick on the other night talking about we people and all kinds of disgusting things and celebrating Halloween. This is the most dangerous time.
I'm going to follow the righteousness of Mr. Bell and team up against you.
Mr. Bell, you both. I don't have the power against me. I have the power against you. And I'm going to tell you what. We're not going to be celebrating the devil's birthday this year because I'm going to make a law banning. I officially declare Halloween banned, and I forbid you from speaking of it. And you and your friend, Mr. Bell, who is turned against his own country and defected.
No, he hasn't defected.
He's defected
to
China.
No, he just went through a situation and needed to go.
Well, listen, if you love America, you stay. If you hate it, you leave.
Where's Edna?
I have no idea. I was calling to ask you that.
I don't know where she is.
You're harboring her. One of your listeners is.
Well, that may be true. She jumped on his motorcycle, you
Sir,
told us.
Listen.
Because she probably liked him better than you.
How dare you? She was corrupted by you and your listeners.
She was not, JC. She probably saw this motorcycle guy and thought he was attractive and jumped on his bike.
You know why? Because she would have her mind was messed up and pornographized.
She's wearing one of those jackets now with some kind of slogan on the back.
How dare you? How dare you mock?
Said, I don't like JC anymore.
So, what?
Well, that's probably on her jacket. Don't get mad at me.
I do not. Mr. Norrie, you're trying to get me off of my message, which is I'm trying to bring love.
I'm doing well, aren't I?
And you listen. Your listeners are you're talking about these shadow people and demonetry and demonism. You were disgusting.
You had me, JC. I was going to give you my money, my pot of gold. I was going to donate it to you.
I knew it was a trick. I knew you were trying to trick me into something. How much money do you have?
Probably a couple thousand.
But you're trying to entice me with worldly goods, and that doesn't work on me.
Well, you were prepared to take it.
Not for me, for the Lord.
Hey, did you hear me play the harmonica?
I did.
What'd you think?
My ears are still ringing from the terrible shrillness of your harmonica playing, and it was terrible.
Have you ever said anything nice about anything?
No.
What an ogre you must be.
Yes. I say nice things about the Lord. I am not an ogre.
I mean, do you celebrate Thanksgiving with your loved ones? Do you have loved ones?
I celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that we came and took this land away from those savages.
You steal turkeys from people, don't you?
Don't you call me a turkey, sir. You, sir, are a turkey, if I've ever heard one.
How come you continue to take this abuse, JC?
I don't know. You know, because I'm charged with giving out the Lord's word.
Don't cry. It's.
I'm not crying. I don't cry. That's one thing. Men don't cry. And what we need to do is get America back on track.
Well, we agree with something. You're right about that.
I don't think you agree with me. I think your criminality and the criminal nature of the content of your character is what's causing you, what's driving you to hate America.
I love America, JC.
No, you do not.
I was in the military. Were you?
Excuse me? Of course I'm in the military. God's 10-star general.
Not that military.
I am God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography. There's only one military that matters.
Trick or treat. What are you? I hear horns in the background. What do you have?
Do not mind that.
What's happening back there?
Nothing is happening.
JC, are you having some kind of party there?
No.
You are, aren't you?
No, I am not having a party.
Is this the commune that you were kind of hinting about?
Listen,
JC.
I had a video monitor running, and I was monitoring some of the enemy's material.
What kind of video are you watching, JC?
Excuse me.
JC.
Classified information. I was monitoring enemy transmission.
JC, you're not into some hanky-panky stuff, are you?
How dare you!
That was JC.